My name's Darren Wallace. I'm with Monsanto Public Affairs, and we can't thank you enough for coming on this hot Illinois day. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce Jim Zimmer, the head of Monsanto's U.S. business. Jim?
Good morning, everybody. I want to first take a moment to just sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us here this morning for what we think is a pretty important press conference. As Darren said, I lead up the U.S. branded business for Monsanto. And one of the things that we strive on at Monsanto are meeting farmer needs. And two things that farmers continually tell us that they expect from companies like ourselves are, one, they expect innovation. They expect new products for their farms, increasing their productivity, their profitability, and hopefully you'll get the opportunity to visit our technology center on the other side of the exhibit here this next couple of days and shows the technology that we're trying to bring forward. The second thing that farmers continually remind us of and that we're very passionate about as a company is investment into ag youth. You know, they're the future leaders of agriculture, they're the next generation of farmers, and we're very committed to investing and supporting ag youth in many, many different ways. Behind me we have a couple of the state Illinois officers with the FFA, and I'll introduce them in just a minute. But we do things beyond FFA. We support 4-H, we support Ag in the Classroom here in the state of Illinois, we have American Farmers, and American Future of America, many different ag youth initiatives, as well as fraternities. Many of you may be familiar with a long-standing tradition with DeKalb. We've had the Agriculture Achievement Award through DeKalb that's recognized over 150,000 students since its development back in 1947. Today, we want to introduce a new initiative. We're pleased to announce that we're going to extend our efforts with DeKalb and our association with Ag Youth by introducing the fact that we're going to be launching 10 new youth scholarships. The FFA will help us with the initiative, but you do not have to be an FFA member to qualify for the scholarship. 10 students will get scholarships of $2,500. And so we're very excited about that going forward. We appreciate the FFA and their involvement. And I want to first recognize Jim Kraft, who's sitting here in the back of the room. He's the Secretary of the Illinois, Executive Secretary of Illinois FFA. I want to introduce Caitlin Wittekamp, Illinois President, and Sam Mateer, Illinois Vice President. I think you'll see, as we continue to move forward with the DeKalb brand, we're going to have a very, very strong commitment to Ag Youth. And with that, I'd like to introduce Jason Hogue, who's our DeKalb Marketing Manager for the U.S. business, to share with another initiative that we're doing to generate resources for Ag scholarships. Jason?
Thanks a lot, Jim. Well, it is nice and warm this morning, but we need to reflect back about 12 months ago. Does everybody remember being stuck in the mud? I'll take the heat any day to being stuck in the mud. Well, again, we really appreciate the opportunity to meet with everybody here today and you all taking your time to get an introduction to our next step in our support of Ag Youth. And as Jim mentioned, DeKalb has a long-standing commitment to the future of agriculture through investments in both innovation as well as in what we're talking about today, Ag Youth. And DeKalb Wingwear is going to be our next step in supporting Ag Youth and the future Ag leaders of the U.S. The proceeds from DeKalb Wingwear, or a portion of the proceeds from DeKalb Wingwear, are going to go back to support the scholarship that Jim mentioned, the DeKalb Ag Youth Scholarship Program. In addition to supporting scholarship, I think one of the most important things to me, being a farm boy from over in Vermilion County in Fairmount, Illinois, is that once again, we're going to bring agriculture out in the forefront. I think it's going to bring out in everybody the opportunity to once again see agriculture in the lead. It's the most important thing in the U.S. It feeds us, it clothes us, And again, it's important to every single one of us standing here today. DeKalb Wingwear, well, what is it? It's a new line of clothing that is for young men and women age 15 to 24. So I don't fit within that particular genre. It's not necessarily for me, but for people like Caitlin and Sam over here, hopefully they'll have the opportunity, them and their peers, to make a connection with DeKalb, experience what DeKalb is all about. Again, our commitment to youth, our commitment to the future of agriculture. And at the same time, we'll have the opportunity to support the educational goals of our future ag leaders through these scholarships. We ask you to please take the opportunity to visit the DeKalb booth, the DeKalb Asgrow booth, which I believe is in number 102. And you'll have the opportunity to take a look at DeKalb Wingwear. And actually, if you're interested for your children, you can have the opportunity to actually purchase some DeKalb Wingwear. If you don't have the opportunity, you also can visit DeKalbWingwear.com, which will not only have information on the clothing line itself, but also for those interested, those youth interested in looking at the scholarships and enrolling in the scholarships, there's information there where they can do that directly. So, what I'd like to do now is take the opportunity for all of you to get an introduction to Wingwear, and we'll have a little show here where we'll get to introduce our first lineup of DeKalb Wingwear. So without further ado,